Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my fourth episode of the Ola Chapters podcast, and I'm your host, Olebogang Matsanana. Just like I said the last time, that we have a new tradition here. So obviously what we're going to start with is what happened today in history. So what happened on the 11th of April in history? In 1970, Apollo 13, the third manned mission intended to land on the moon, was launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. However, an oxygen tank explosion on board forced the mission to be aborted, leading to a dramatic rescue effort and safe return to Earth. Ooh, horrible. And in 2006, on the 11th of April, Iranian President Mohammad Ahmadinejad announced that Iran had successfully enriched uranium, raising concerns about the country's nuclear program and its intentions. So that's what happened today in history. So I've made it a point that with each and every new episode going forward, I'm going to do a small segment about what happened in history on the specific day that I'm recording the episode and uploading it. So to those who always tune in, those who have the Podbean app on their phones now because they want to listen to my podcast, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. Please share it with your friends, share it with your family. The aim is to get to 10K subscribers by the end of the day, the end of the year. I know it sounds like a lot, but it starts with a single person sharing on their social media platform, sharing their favorite episodes and just putting it out there. And we'll eventually get there. So today, the topic I'm going to be focusing on is a journey from struggle to strength. For me, this is a very profound topic to touch on, you know, and just understanding a journey from struggle to strength. You know, it sounds easy when you say it, struggle to strength. But it's the most difficult thing to do. So it's something that I'm going to be focusing on today. First and foremost, life is a journey filled with ups and downs, you know, triumphs and challenges. But sometimes the weight of those challenges can feel overwhelming, you know, and leaving us trapped in a cycle of struggle and despair, you know. And it's not nice being in that that pit or that hole, you know. And struggle comes in many forms. Its impact can be profound. Like I said, it's so profound. It's not just about facing external obstacles, but also battling the demons within. You know, that relentless voice of doubt, fear, and self-criticism. You know, I was watching a video and this guy was saying that most of the time, we fail at what we want to do, and because of doubt, fear, and self-criticism, not because of what people are saying about us. So that's what I wanna concentrate on. And we must also focus on depression, you know, with its suffocating grip, you know, can consume even the strongest of souls. It whispers lies of worthlessness and hopelessness, drowning out of any gleam of light in the darkness, you know, it sucks out the light in your eyes. It sucks out the light in your life, and it's horrible, you know. And I did a bit of research about depression, and they say that it affects over 264 million people worldwide. That's a lot of people, man. And you must understand that if they say it affects 264 million people worldwide, that's 264 million families affected worldwide, you know. Because depression is something, it does not only affect you as an individual, it's going to affect your environment. By your environment, I mean the people around you, the people who care about you, the people who love you, the people you work with. So it's a lot of people. It hurts a lot of people, not only the person who's depressed, you know. It is a leading cause of disability globally because people get strokes from it, people get mental illnesses from it. It's horrible, you know. And it can manifest in various ways, you know, including persistent sadness, loss of interest or pleasure, changes in appetite or sleep patterns, fatigue and difficulty concentrating. It's horrible because now if it causes, those are the symptoms, because this is from the research that I did. These are the symptoms of depression. Imagine the difficulty to concentrate, you know, sleeping patterns, appetite, fatigue. It affects everything about you. It affects your work. It affects your family life. It affects your relationships, your friendships. It essentially affects everything about you as a person. It's essential to seek help and support from loved ones, mental health professionals, or support groups when struggling with depression. So that's one of the points that they I found while doing this research, that we must always try, as much as it's difficult to talk to people, but you must try and find support from loved ones, you know, or see a psychologist or a psychiatrist, join a support group. You know, a lot of people would say, go to gym, you know, go to gym. Gym is also good. It's one of the ways to just keep your, when you keep your body healthy, you keep your mind healthy, you know. But again, amidst the darkness, there is hope, you know. It may seem distant and faint, but it's there waiting to be discovered. It begins with a single step, obviously, reaching out for help, maybe going to a psychologist or seeking support from your families, or by just believing that things can get better. You know, just the belief, just to tell yourself that, you know what, things are going to get better as time goes on. And it comes from deep within. That comes from deep within. That is a struggle on its own, you know. You have to engage in self-care activities, therapy sessions, and you know, it's something that we don't talk. I think people, I don't know if there's a stigma around depression, because in my circle of friends, we talk about it. We encourage each other to go for therapy or to talk to people they trust and what so on. But I think human beings have created a stigma around it. And somehow it is seen as a taboo when you say I'm depressed, and when you say I'm feeling this type of way. It becomes difficult for people to share how they're feeling or where they are at mentally because of the stigma around the whole depression thing. And it's horrible because people commit suicide because they can't talk to anyone, because sometimes they can't even talk to their own families because people frown upon you when you tell them that, you know what, I'm suffering from depression. Somehow they frown upon you and they will tell you, but Why are you suffering from depression when you have this and that, and there are people who don't have this and that? And again, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't know how it comes to be, but all I know is that if you're suffering from it, you're suffering from it and you need help. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how broke you are or how poor you are or whatever the case might be. But all I know is that when you are going through that, you need help, you know. And recovery from depression is not a linear journey. It's filled with setbacks, relapses, and moments of doubt. But with each step forward, you know, we grow stronger, more resilient, and more capable of facing whatever challenges come our way. It's not easy because, like I said on my previous episode, that I have been to therapy and there are exercises I was given to do. There are things I was taught to do. And it comes back like I think it takes about a lifetime to actually get over whatever you're going through. You just need to put exercises in place, measures in place to counter the demons in your head, you know, to just know when I'm feeling this way, this is what I must do. When I'm having this type of thoughts, this is what I must do. So it's not a linear journey, you know, it's filled with setbacks, it's relapses and moments of doubt. And it's just a lot, you know. So seeking professional help from therapists, counselors, or psychiatrists is the best way to go, you know. Those are the key steps towards recovery. Also, this is a research I did. Building support, network of friends, family, and support groups. This is what I was talking about. But this one becomes difficult because most of the time our families are not accustomed or are not ready up to hear about how depressed you are, and somehow you are given, because I saw a post on Twitter where people said that never ever go to therapy with your parents, because you know they come from a different age, a different time, and they don't understand some of the things here. You know, they don't understand some of the things our generation or the generation before us is going through. They have no formula as to how to navigate around that, or how to deal with a person going through that. So it becomes difficult. So I would say, you know what, therapy and psychiatrists, I think that's the best route to go, because they are trained professionals that deal with such things. Unlike, you know, the burden, you becoming a burden to your family. But there are families that are open-minded, that can handle such situations, that can help you through your struggles and your troubles, you know. And again, the other point is engaging in self-care activities such as exercise, like I've mentioned before, meditation, hobbies, and creative outlets. And that alone takes your mind away from things. And, you know, you start developing a sense of purpose. You start developing a sense of life being beautiful and not horrible. You know, you start seeing that, you know what, even though I'm going through whatever I'm going through, but there are things that I can do to enjoy life and to be happy with my life. Practicing self-compassion and challenging negative thought patterns. This is what I was talking about, that when you go through therapy or support groups or counselors, they give you those exercises, you know, to challenge negative thoughts, patterns, and practicing self-compassion and all of that, you know. The other point is being patient and gentle with oneself, recognizing that healing takes time. Because I think being patient and gentle with yourself is the most important thing ever. Because only you can be patient and gentle with yourself the way you know how to and the way you expect, you know. Because we have expectations, and expectations as well are not, people don't necessarily get hurt by what other people do. They get hurt by their expectations of what other people should do. So be patient and gentle with yourself. You know, and just take your time, you know, take your time from the world, take a step back, you know, and just recognize that healing takes time. It takes time. It takes time. It takes time. As much as you have maybe flu or you have a migraine or whatever, it takes time for it to go away. You know, you might have to go through a series of medications, doctor consultations before it goes away. The same as depression or trying to get from struggle to strength, you know, it takes time. It's not an overnight thing. So in the end, the struggle may shape us, but it does not define us, you know. I saw this at a video. This guy was making an example of a human life being like a pencil, you know. The more you go through life, you get sharpened, and the shorter you get. And honestly, that's the blatant truth, because the older you get, the faster you're approaching death. And that's honestly, that's just how life it is. And throughout the process, you get sharpened. You know, you go through things, you know, you erase some things from your past, you write new chapters, but you continue with your life regardless. So the struggle may shape us, but does not define us, you know. Through courage, perseverance, and the unwavering belief that brighter days lie ahead, we can break free from the chains of despair and emerge stronger than ever before. I don't know, sometimes it's when you're going through a lot, you know, and just, you are just, you know, going through a lot, going through the most. It becomes difficult to go like, to actually say, you know what, I'm going to have a better day tomorrow, and there's better days are coming, you know. I remember we used to talk with my friends that, you know, we've been saying one day, one day, one day, one day, but that one day is not coming. And throughout the years, I've been trying to figure out my life, basically, not life entirely. I'm trying to figure out my purpose. I'm trying to figure out what makes me happy. I'm trying to figure out what I can do to feel content with my life, you know, because most of the time, or most of us, we think monetary things or materialistic things are the only things that will make us happy, or that will make us break free from whatever traumas we have, whatever childhood traumas we have, whatever experiences we've been through. But that's not the case, because you can have money, because people would, I was laughing at this other post, someone was saying, you know what, it's better to cry in a Bentley than to cry in a shack and whatsoever, and. But at the end of the day, is you are crying, and that's not good. You will not feel good if you're going through something, be it you have money or you don't have money. So I think most of the time we focus on the external more than the internal. I think most of the time we spend 90% of our time focusing on what we can do externally to make us happy internally, without even trying to work on it from the inside out, going like, you know what, I'm going to try and be good. I'm going to try and be good to myself. I'm going to try and love myself. I'm going to try and respect myself more. I'm going to try and say good things about me to myself, you know, and maybe that will translate to the external, external face or external world that people will see. Because be it as it may, whether you like it or not, but what the internal will always reflect on the external, and that's what we see when we observe as observers, you know. So I've taken the time to try and work on myself more and try and reshape my thinking, try and love myself more, respect myself more, believe in myself more, because most of the time people want people to believe in themselves. You know, no one believes in me. No one is supposed to believe in you. You know, everyone has their own life to live. You need to believe in yourself first. You need to believe in yourself more so that it's easier for me to believe in you. Because you need to understand, when you believe in yourself more, then you move differently. Then I can see the moves that you're making. When you love yourself more, then you love differently. When you respect yourself more, you respect people. And what you say to yourself is so important, because when you love yourself and be gentle with yourself and say good things to yourself about yourself, it's going to be easy for you to acknowledge other people's achievements. It's going to be easy for you to clap for other people when they're winning. But most of the time, the envy keeps us down, you know. And that comes from inside, because envy comes from a place of, why is he achieving and I'm not? That's where envy comes from. But if you start talking to yourself that, you know what, my time is coming, I know, and I respect myself, I love my life, I am in love with life. Basically, you love life. Because I was watching a video of this other scientist from the United States, Neil deGrasse Tyson. He was saying that there are more people who do not exist compared to the people who exist. Because you must understand, there's like 7 billion people in the world. And when we speak of, when we go back to biology or life sciences, we know that a spoon of semen can hold between 200 or 600 million sperms, meaning those are the people that could have existed. And somehow you were chosen to come on Earth, exist, be born, and serve a purpose. So imagine, I always tell myself, and I always say this to my kids, that you know what, you have already won the race before you even started anything. The fact that you were born and you are here, you were racing with hundreds of millions of people who wanted to be born. So you're already a winner. So most of the time, that's what keeps us down, the envy, you know, and it comes from how we speak to ourselves, how we love ourselves, how we respect ourselves. It translates to the external, whereby you start being jealous of people. You start to envy other people's success. You know, when people, you know, it's when you're around and maybe you're out there and you're chilling and people, you're talking about something and you see someone successful, and maybe there's five of you in a group, and you start saying, "Ooh, this person or whatever is so successful, it's beautiful to see," and someone comes out of the woodwork and be like, "Yeah, but," you know, whenever there is a but, you know a negative statement is coming. Why not acknowledge that, what, okay, this person is successful and I'm going to get there one day. But the reason there is a bad envy is coming. And that speaks more to you yourself. So that's, in the end, the struggle may shape us, but it does not define us. You know, through courage, perseverance, and the unwavering belief that brighter days lie ahead, we can break free from the chains of despair and emerge stronger than ever before. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been my fourth episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something from it. And please, like I said, share with your friends, share with your family, share on social media platforms. We are trying to reach 10,000 people by the end of the year. And again, I'm working on the audio quality. I'm going to get some new equipment very soon to just make it better. So yeah, it was nice again being here, and thank you so much for always taking your time, taking time out of your busy schedules and listening to me. Thank you so much. The title of this episode was Breaking Through, A Journey from Struggle to Strength. So please share it with your friends, share it with your loved ones, listen to it, and tell me if there's anything you need me to improve. Comment on the comment after listening to this episode and share it on your social media platforms. I know only 10 people might like it on your social media platforms, and share it as well. And those 10 will give us 100, then that 100 will give us 1,000, and 1,000 will give us the 10,000. Do you see how easy it is? So just like, subscribe, and share with your people. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Olebogeng Motsanana, and I'm out.